Sports Beat Extra on Beat.
Great to be joined by Owen Nolan of Wexford at the 2026 Tatchin Cup launch. Are you excited, Owen? Because you've high designs in Wexford football to keep driving yourselves forward, as you have done in league football. You're in the Tatchin Cup now. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, look, I suppose we've had two good back-to-back promotions, obviously. So I think getting a consistent season for ourselves is probably something that we've been trying to target last year, where we probably dropped off a bit from our own standards. But obviously, the loud result wasn't great for ourselves, but we've got a few bodies back and we're looking to give the Tatchin Cup a real rattle.
You've had a couple of seasons in the Tatchin Cup, but you've never quite got as far as Croke Park. There's one carrot there, getting to play a championship game in Croke Park on a big day. We've seen the positives in that in recent years. And then there's also, if you win, you end up getting into Sam Maguire football. You got promoted from Division 3, but didn't get to play Sam Maguire this year. So there are huge carrots at the end of the summer if you can get the job done.
Yeah, 100%. I think for ourselves and our group, it's probably a bit of silverware. It's something that we're really looking for. Like, we got to a Division 3 final this year, didn't get over the line. Division 4 final last year, didn't get over the line. I've been here 13 years now and I have no silverware. So I think... yeah, that's something that we're probably going to drive for, and with the consistency in performances. And look, whatever, obviously the Sam Maguire at the end of it is something is a nice addition to it. But Division 2 football for us, so that's obviously for next year. But, you know, playing the better competition and better teams is going to bring us on massively.
Look, we all talk about the friends you make playing sport and the importance of the group and the memories you make along the way. But there is no getting away from it. Silverware is so important as a sports person.
Yeah, and it's funny, like, all the years I've been playing with Wexford, and it's probably the one team, like, being fortunate enough with club to pick up a few county titles in hurling and football and stuff, but, and with UCD. But I suppose, like, for all the years I've put into county, and it's weird to say, it's one of the ones that I've never won some silverware with. So I think I'm one of the older lads, but I think for the group and those lads around mid-20s or kind of younger 20s and only coming into the group, it'd be great for them as well.
We had such a sea change with rules in Gaelic football, and another format change again. But I think the Tatchin Cup has been a positive, or have you found it to be a positive? You're a team that are after getting promoted to Division 2. Can you get benefits out of the Tatchin Cup?
100%. Like, we're really looking forward to giving it a rattle this year. As I said, it's probably something where we've fallen off once, maybe towards the end of the year. We've picked up a couple of injuries and haven't held our own standards. But as I said, we've a clean bill of health now, so we'll be really looking to go at it and look, get a good run. Because the more matches you play, the more it improves, the more you learn. So yeah, definitely.
The winners in round one, beating the All-Ireland series or the Tatchin Cup, are in a really, really good position. You've got Limerick up first. I was trying to get a read in the form coming up today. It's a funny one to read between the two of you. Very close, really, but like, Limerick have probably had the better edge and you've kind of pushed on a bit more this year outside of that.
Yeah, it's our fifth encounter in the last year and a half, probably since the start of last year. So obviously we bet them down in Rackheel last year, which put us in a great position to get to a league final. They bet us in the league final. We drew them in the Tatchin Cup, down a few bodies, and they beat us by a couple of points. And they bet us with a last minute goal this year in the league. So I think there's only, maybe bar the Tatchin Cup game, there's only been a couple of points in each way. So we definitely know each other, and the homework is definitely will be done. But I think we, as I said, we know each other pretty well already.
For sure. A home game as well, so that's a big thing, and have the support out. You probably want to right the wrongs of the last day against Loud too. You'd have been disappointed with a 17 point defeat.
Yeah, it was a weird one. We're down, and not to make excuses, but we were probably missing a couple of bodies again. But we started off pretty well in the first 20 minutes, and we felt like we were there, and then just there's such a, the swings in games now with the new rules are just crazy. So we started to lose a few kickouts, and they just got that few points ahead, and it was just constantly chasing. But yeah, look, we'll have those bodies back, as I said, and hopefully try and correct those wrongs.
Owen Nolan, very best luck at Wexford in the summer 2026 in the Tatchin Cup.
Thanks, Tommy. Thanks very much.